the COVID-19 situation is changing. Yesterday, a message came from Governor's Office in Connecticut and the Department of Education Commissioner's Office with additional instructions regarding increasing numbers of virus cases in Connecticut. Superintendents throughout the state then had an opportunity to ask more questions as it impacts schools. Region 1 has not yet had a confirmed case. However, some of the schools that neighbor Region 1 have had confirmed cases in schools that are adjacent. In Region 1, because they've not yet had confirmed cases, school will be held today for students and staff. It'll allow time for teachers and support staff to prepare materials and send home for weeks to come. It'll also provide more time with families after consulting with local health officials. All schools in the area have agreed that in the best interest of student and staff, district will be closed for at least 2 weeks beginning on Monday. They'll use today as a time to work with the students. If any parent would prefer not to send their child to school today, notify your child's teacher and they'll arrange a time to provide materials that your student will need for the time ahead. Because it's the last school day today for some time to come, the Housatonic Musical Theater Society's Sound of Music will be held one more evening tonight at 7:30. The Pine Plains Central School District received a strong recommendation from the Dutchess County Executive and Dutchess County Commissioner of Health that public gatherings not be held in the county until at least the end of April. In addition, Governor Cuomo has banned public gatherings throughout the state of 500 people or more. That ban is effective today with no date noted for when it will expire. So the musical Peter Pan has been postponed until a date which will be determined. They'll send a letter home today with details of other impacts that the actions will have on scheduled events. Torrington School District is closed through March 30th. The Jane Lloyd Fund, after consideration, has made the decision to postpone the Harlem Line Dance at the White Hart on March 28th. They will rebook for a later date. Explorations in Winsted is closed. Northwest Community College closed. Crescendo is postponing its upcoming March and April concerts. The Harlem Wizards basketball game at Housatonic Valley Regional High School is postponed to a later date. Tickets will be honored at that rescheduled date. The North Canton VFW decided it was necessary to postpone the Bunko for this Saturday. If you've purchased a ticket, your ticket will be honored at the new date. Now, also due to the COVID-19 virus, Berkshire Grown in Massachusetts has canceled the indoor farmers market scheduled for Saturday, March 21st. The retreat at Camp Isabella Freeman in Falls Village has been canceled for this weekend, and all retreats going forward until the threat of the coronavirus is lessened are canceled. The 14th Colony Art Show at Noble Horizons is canceled. Also, at Sharon Audubon, the following events have been canceled: the 2020 Maple Fest and Bake Sale on Saturday, the 21st, and Bats Earth Allies on Friday, March 27th. Lee H. Kellogg Lasagna Dinner has been canceled. You can contact the school for a refund. They thank everybody who helped support the school and apologizes for the inconvenience. Now, the CBD event scheduled for Saturday, March 21st at 1:30 at the Logic Gear Village has been canceled due to precautions related to the COVID-19 virus. Also, Music in the Nave St. Andrew's Church in Kent postponing their Saturday, March 14th concert of the Manhattan String Quartet. They will set a new date for that concert. Kent Memorial Library has canceled its programs through Tuesday. Further in Massachusetts, in response to the state of emergency announced this week, Great Barrington is stepping up preventive actions. The town has taken the following steps: suspending non-essential meetings of town board and committees until further notice, suspending select classes and fitness activities at the Claire Teague Senior Center. The center will remain open for community meals and routine appointments with center staff. They have lifted the town's ban on the sale of single-use plastic water bottles until April 30th, at which time the measure will be reviewed. They're discouraging residents from hosting or attending larger public or private gatherings. The town will make efforts to ensure the essential town meetings will be televised by CTSB-TV so residents can remain informed without attending in person. Great Barrington Town Hall will remain open to provide essential services to residents. However, the town encourages residents to make payments for taxes or other town bills at the town website. The town will continue to update residents on the town website. Sugar Hill Assisted Living in Dalton canceling programs open to the public, including support groups. The Thursday night Breaking Bread in Sheffield suspended until further notice. Boston Congregational Church's Corned Beef and Cabbage Dinner at Fire Station No. 2 in Sandersfield, scheduled for Saturday, has been canceled. The organ of the Dewey Sessions Swing Dance, March 14th, and the Lennox, March 21st, and Sheffield, March 28th, contra dancers have been canceled. Berkshire Housing has canceled the March 1st Time Home Buyers Course. It'll be rescheduled for sometime in May. The other Lifelong Learning Institute at Berkshire Community College is canceling or postponing events through March 22nd. Clark Art Institute events are canceled from March 14th through April 30th. The museum will remain open. The Norman Rockwell Museum suspending public programs for the present time through March 31st. Haverith of Southern Berkshire is suspending all gatherings, worship, classes, outside groups, and committee meetings. In New York, Taconic Hill School District announcement to reduce the instances of the contact at schools from COVID-19 and to protect students and staff in the community. The organizing committee has decided to postpone Success Fest and Dodgeball this weekend and reschedule the events to September of 2020. The Amenia Fire Company Pancake Breakfast scheduled for this weekend has been postponed. The Stissing Center in Pine Plains has announced it would postpone its spring series of events, which were scheduled to be announced this week. Performances will set to start now in late April. The Bardavon 1869 Opera House in Poughkeepsie and UPAC in Kingston are set to close for at least 30 days. Anderson Center for Autism in Statsburg has canceled its Autism Community Field Day, which was scheduled for April 18th at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck. A full list of these cancellations is available at robinhoodradio.com on our homepage and also at the top of our social page on Facebook. In a story yesterday by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American, state police in Connecticut has suspended a trooper at Troop B Barracks without pay for 5 days, stripping him of his tactical team membership for part in releasing a video that casts the agency in a negative light. The video, which was not released publicly, features images of several troopers who were arrested in separate investigations, including Sergeant John McDonald, who was charged with drunken driving and assault with a motor vehicle following a crash in Southbury that injured two women in September of 2019. The video is being probed as a possible violation of the agency's social media policy. In Sharon, First Selectman Brent Colley noted there'll be money left in the current budget to do some road work rather than wait till next fiscal year, suggested town employees receive a higher wage increase percentage than usual. While Selectman Casey Flanagan asked him why he was making such a proposal at the Board of Selectmen on Tuesday, Colley replied that we're trying to play catch-up for years. We couldn't reward our employees. 4% sounds like a lot, but if you think about it, it's not crazy. Every town is looking at talent we have. Flanagan said while 4% is high, he's not against giving that much and believes it's a nice gesture, but wanted some assistance and assurances that the rate would be lower next year and there'd be no discussion. Selectman Dale Jones agreed with Colley, saying the town is trying to be competitive, noting that when medical coverage was changed recently, some employees were significantly impacted. In Great Barrington, from the Berkshire Eagle, a man climbed out of his car and walked away uninjured on Monday night after the back door of a tractor-trailer swung open on a turn and flipped his car on its end. Town Police Sergeant Adam Carlotto said, "It's unusual. The door kind of knocked the car, turned it about 180 degrees, and put it up on end. The man extricated himself and then declined medical treatment." With the number of cases of coronavirus more than doubling from the day before, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker declared a state of emergency this week, imposing broad restrictions on travel for many state employees as Massachusetts moved into a new phase of response to the global virus outbreak. They join, of course, Connecticut and Rhode Island in those emergencies. Sharon Land Trust has renewed its land trust accreditation as part of a network of over 400 accredited land trusts across the nation committed to professional excellence and to maintaining the public's trust in its conservation work. The Housatonic Musical Theater Society continues with The Sound of Music tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow two shows at 2 and 7:30 at the Burgess Auditorium in Falls Village, Connecticut, hmts.org. Meanwhile, the Sissing Theater Guild presents Peter Pan. That happens tonight at 7:30, tomorrow 1:30 and 7:30 and Sunday at 1:30. Families with children of all ages invited to have some fun making St. Patrick's Day crafts at the Pine Plains Free Library. That happens tonight from 5:30 till 6:30. Breakfast for a Cause, hosted by the United Church of Christ and Susie Sweets at the Parish House in Cornwall, Connecticut, will be happening on Saturday. RSVP for 8:30, 9:30, or 10:30 seating at 860-672-6840. The renaming of the Pine Plains Post Office in honor of fallen local hero, Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent, will take place on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Stissing Mountain High School. The school is located on Route 199. The Town of Ankrum Board will hold a public hearing to solicit public comments on a proposal to convert all streetlights in the town to LEDs. That'll happen on Saturday at 10 a.m. Corned beef dinner held by the Sharon American Legion Post is still going on at the Legion Hall in Sharon on Saturday. 4 till 7 servings, corned beef, boiled potatoes, cabbage, carrots, rolls, and dessert. All you can eat while you're in-house. Takeouts are available. The annual United Presbyterian Church corned beef and cabbage dinner will take place on Saturday. The snow date is Sunday. Dinner is takeout only. Pick up between 4:30 and 5:30. Tickets should be reserved by calling Carol Hart at 518-398-7056. The D.M. Hunt Library presenting a group exhibition, Slate of Art 2020 Knowledge Transfer. It runs from March 13th through April 3rd. The opening reception is tomorrow from 4 till 6 p.m. Lakeville Host Company Ladies Auxiliary Corned Beef Dinner with Chinese Auction happens tomorrow from 5 till 7 at the Lakeville Firehouse. Takeouts available. Kent Boy Scout Troop is hosting their St. Patrick's Dinner with live bagpipe music at a Bit of Luck Auction on Saturday. That runs from 5 until 8 p.m. There'll be a march dance at the VFW number 5444 Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York on Saturday night from 7 to 11. Traditional country music by 10 Brooks Molly Band. More information or tickets at 845-877-6300. The benefit brunch on Sunday at the Interlaken continues this Sunday, benefiting the Extras program that runs from 11 until 1. And in Stanfordville, the annual corned beef and cabbage dinner put on by the Stanford Grange will take place on Sunday from 2 p.m. on at the Grange Hall. A bake sale and raffle and door prizes also will be held. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged over 10% amid coronavirus fears. It was its worst day since the 1987 crash. The Dow now stands at 2352.60. The S&P 500 stands at 2480.64. And the NASDAQ at 7201.80. The Dow is down over 2,300 points, the S&P down over 260 points, and the NASDAQ down over 750 points. We'll check the tri-state forecast in just a few moments.